Welcome to the Rotary Report, and it's brought to you today by my main man, Joe Laser, with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Who better to talk to about the 2014 NFL Draft than three NFL experts, Mel Kiper, John Gruden, and John Madden? And Mel, thanks for joining me. How are you today?
Pretty good. Great to be here. Good talking to you, Kenny. Look forward to this for a long time. Going to be ready. Going to have everything. Going to get the Cleveland information out there. Get it for everybody. Be hard-pressed to tell me otherwise.
Coach Gruden, great job with the quarterback camp again this year. You ready for this draft?
I'll tell you what, man. I really am looking forward to seeing what goes down here, the quarterback situation. Not only that, see what's going on with Jadeveon Clowney. They're now pronouncing it differently. Jadeveon, J.D. Power and Associates Clowney, man. I'll tell you what, this guy has got some physical tools, man.
And last but not least, we haven't heard from him in a while, John Madden joining us to talk some NFL draft. How are you, John?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I've been doing the research, not the kind of research that I used to do, but it's still out there, and you look at the things that you have to do and the things that you want to do, and this is one of those things that I want to do.
All right, guys, the hot topic here in Cleveland is, once again, finding a franchise quarterback in the draft, and the name that everyone here in C-Town as well as across the country is talking about is Johnny Manziel. So I wanted to get your guys' input on Manziel. Mel, what do you think about the kid from Texas A&M?
Well, you take a look at the speed, the abilities. You look at it compared to a guy like a Michael Vick, possibly a Russell Wilson, guys with incredible ability. But will they translate into the NFL game? That position is evolving over the years. Definite possibility of the height situation with Johnny Manziel. You look at him, he's not a very big guy. Can he see over the line? Got the big hands, big feet. Here's the thing that I look at. When I take a look at Johnny Manziel, wondering if he could fit in a clown car, if he doesn't get drafted high in the NFL situation, possibly be drafted by Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. Had a tough time saying Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. Maybe they should change it to, instead of like the NFL goes with the National Football League, going NFL, RB. I can't get the letters all straight, but I guess that would be an interesting situation for him.
RBC, Ringling Brothers Circus. Yeah, if it doesn't work out in the NFL, we'll see if that's maybe where he goes.
Coach, I actually like to say it like this: Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey. Are they still a group, or is it like Sears and Roebuck, where you don't say the Roebuck anymore? One of those kinds of situations where you know the name brand at the beginning, and they drop the second people. It'd be tough to be that group that doesn't get in on the situation, doesn't get the money, and that's what Johnny Manziel wants to do. He wants to get in on the money, get out there, drafted high in the first round. It's a distinct possibility, but he could drop back because of some of those other situations.
All right, Coach Gruden, you've heard Mel talk about him. You saw him at your quarterback camp. What do you think about Johnny Manziel?
I tell you what, man, I really like Johnny Manziel. When he came and sat down with me, I was thinking, who is this guy? Is he going to be some kind of showman or what? And he sat down, had incredible football knowledge, incredible abilities, could throw the rock, man. I'll tell you what, Johnny Manziel, if you need a guy who can run in a circle, possibly a figure eight, Johnny Manziel is your guy. He may not be able to get on all the rides at Disney World, man, but this guy, he could really shake him out.
And Coach Madden, is there any chance we could see Johnny Manziel as one of the feature guys in your next Madden game?
Yeah, I mean, Johnny Manziel's the kind of guy that you would see on the cover. And it's one of those things where he may not even be the guy picked to be on the cover, but you could see him taking a bunch of pictures and then putting them on the covers themselves. I think he's that kind of a guy.
Will there be any special buttons or anything maybe for Manziel in your game for him to
do what he
did in college?
Yeah, and it's not a special button. You just press all the buttons at once, and then you sell some memorabilia.
What about the fact that Johnny Manziel, that they're saying that he's too small and he's injury-prone, guys? Any one of you have any thoughts about him maybe not being able to take the punishment at the NFL level?
I take a look at a guy like a Michael Vick, who's been hurt a lot throughout his career. It's really hurt him. But then again, you got a guy like Russell Wilson, man. Take a look at these guys. That's a compare and contrast kind of situation. I have to believe that he had the right lineman in front of him to do a situation. You got to stay in the pocket. He's got that ability. Same thing that RG3 needs to do. You can't run to the outside. This is the NFL. This isn't the college game. It's going to be a little bit different. But if he can stay back, that's the kind of thing he needs to do.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, you look at when you see a guy like Johnny Manziel, you tell him, he can make the throws. I mean, he really can.
Yeah, I saw, you see him at that pro day. Forget about the music. Forget about the army pants and stuff like that. Doesn't matter. He's wearing helmet and shoulder pads. I don't care about that. Johnny Manziel can make the throws. And I believe this guy's got a pretty good chance, man. I really like what I saw in him.
Coach Madden, I'm curious, does he have any of the traits that Brett Favre had when he came into the league and the way he played in the NFL?
Well, he's one of those guys that I think that, I mean, you look at him, he does have a Favre kind of, I mean, and sometimes the great Favre things are the ones that are looked at, and sometimes the other things about Brett Favre also could throw the best interceptions in the world. I think, and I think Johnny Manziel could do that same kind of thing.
Listen here, man. This is what it's about. It comes down to, can he make the reads? Can he go through his progressions and do it? I watched the tape a couple of times, man, and the difficulty he had was what read and what to go where with what. And I'll tell you what, man, that's a lot of what's in that sentence.
Last thing from all of you guys. Do you think Johnny Manziel ends up in Cleveland and becomes the savior of the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I got to believe he's got a definite chance. They're looking at him at number four. They could get him later in the draft. You don't know how far down he's going to go. It's one of those situations, if a team wants to draft him, if somebody doesn't draft him, they take a look at why didn't that team draft him, and then he could drop down. Look at a guy like Aaron Rodgers, went so far down to the draft with a fantastic player, incredible abilities, possibly the greatest quarterback since Brett Favre, and that's what you'd look at. Will he go down and take a look like a guy like a Derek Carr, Blake Bortles? These guys have the incredible abilities. Who's going to go first? What's on second?
And I don't know. It's third base, I think. But I think, what was the question?
Is he going to end up in Cleveland?
I'll tell you what, man. I don't know. I think here's the last thing I think about Johnny Manziel, man. If I was going to pick Johnny Manziel, I would look for him in a dome situation or warm weather. And I don't know if Cleveland has either of those anymore, do they? Come on, Matt. They never had him, man. That's the thing about Cleveland. You're looking for a guy who can rough out that weather. Maybe a Blake Bortles or something like that. Bortles kind of Roethlisberger-ish. I know it's bad to bring up that name in Cleveland, but I'll tell you what. When you got a guy who looks like Wreck-It Ralph at quarterback, you got a pretty good shot, man.
Oh, gosh. Great stuff from the one, the only, Frank Caliendo, joining us today to bring a little levity to this NFL draft that we've been talking about that seems like for years now, as the NFL has pushed it back this year, finally going to have this thing on Thursday. Frank, thanks for making time for us today and breaking up all the craziness here in Cleveland.
Absolutely. Great to talk to you.
When are you coming to town? Everybody always asks me, when's your boy Caliendo going to be doing his gig at Hilarities this year? Because people want to get tickets, and I know they go fast. So what date can we look at for you at Hilarities?
Looks like June 15th, which is going to be Father's Day, and I'll be there at Hilarities. And the next night in Columbus, at the Columbus Funny Bone, two nights in a row there. And I'm doing Mel Kiper, not even trying to do it, but just those two single shows were only in Cleveland for a little bit this year and then heading out. But yeah, like you said, they always go pretty fast. And information at frankcaliendo.com or at Frank Caliendo on Twitter. If you can't spell Caliendo, it's the letter C, the word alien, and the word do.
Yeah, there you go. And if you want to call Hilarities, I'm looking at the number right now. It's 216-736-4242. Get your tickets fast before they disappear. Frank, last thing before I let you go, how was it dressing up and doing Gruden and facing Gruden face to face? It was hysterical. It looked, as people told me, it was one of the best ever. But how was it finally getting to do that face to face with him in that QB camp thing you did?
It was definitely awesome because they had invited me to go down to QB camp and do it with them. And the first thing, I mean, you saw the sketch. The first thing was I came in there, and it was Derek Carr's birthday, and they were eating birthday cake. So I come in as Gruden. I'm like, hey, what's going on here, man? Everybody's having birthday cake, but I'm not invited, man? Who blew out the candles? This is going to be some tough stuff right here. So it was a lot of fun. Gruden said, you know, he's like, hey, do whatever you want, man. Make fun of me. Have some fun. And this is a favorite thing to say. I love it when you do Jaws, man. That's the best. I was like, I truly believe Richard Sherman could be one of the best cornerbacks ever.
Oh, that's great. Well, it came across great, too. And I was in tears, kind of like I was a little bit earlier here during this interview with that. But keep up the great work. We always enjoy it. And I try and turn it viral as much as I can on Twitter and everything. And whatever I can do for you, you know that I'm always here for you. And I look forward to seeing you when you come to town in June, bud.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
All right. There it is. Hope you enjoyed that special Rotary Report with my good buddy Frank Caliendo. And it was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444. I'm still laughing about the Caliendo stuff. Or you can check out Laser Insurance online at laserinsurance.com. Real simple. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.